بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما. أما بعد، respected brothers in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah reward you inshallah for attending the halaqas of Tajweed. And this is a very, very important class. Actually, yesterday we were speaking, a couple of the brothers, and how the Tajweed in Arabic is so critical to the meaning of the Qur'an. For example, somebody, they said, Allahu Akbar, when they made the Aleph long instead of Allahu Akbar, it actually changes the meaning into kufr. Because when you say Allahu Akbar, it means, is Allah the greatest? Say Allahu Akbar, means Allah is the greatest, right? With the shidda on the hamza, Allahu Akbar. You say Allahu Akbar, it means, is Allah the greatest? This is a word of kufr, questioning that Allah the greatest. So subhanAllah, tajweed is very, very important to pronounce the Quran correctly, so that the meanings don't get changed into things that are not intended for, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, we were studying the letter Meem, which is a letter that is pronounced from the nasal cavity, the Khayshum, and also it begins with the lips. Meem, im, so it begins with the lips, but then it comes out from the nasal cavity. We also have the Noon that changes to a Meem Sakin. That's Iqal, Iqlab, for example. Min Ba'd becomes Min Ba'd. So here in the Meem, this has the Gunna sound. So inshallah today we can practice the Gunna. We'll look at these ayahs here from Surah An-Naba. Amma yatasa'anun. There is many places where we can practice the Gunna. Let us look quickly at the ayahs and then I'll inshallah let you take a chance to read. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عما يتساءلون. Where is the Gunna here? The Meem Shadda. This is a strong Gunna. There's also a weak Gunna. On which letter?
The Noon
and the N. يتساءلون. What kind of Gunna does this have? Is it the weakest Gunna?
Yes, the weakest.
Almost weakest. Because it has Sukoon. It has the Gunna. But if it has a vowel, then it will have less Gunna. Ainin Naba'in Azeem. Where's the Gunna here? Noon Shadda. Ainin Naba. Ainin Naba'in Azeem. Also the Noon for the Kasra. Alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifoon. Hum. In the Noon, that's right. Kalla sayalamun. The Noon, right? Thumma kalla sayalamun. Thumma, right? It's a very strong Thumma. Alam naj'alil arda mihada.
Alam.
Yes, Meem Sakin as Thumma, and mihada as a little bit of Thumma. Wanjibana awtada. Actually, wow doesn't have the Gunna. This is one point when we study Gunna, is that we have to avoid the Gunna in places where there is no Gunna. For example, you often hear Shaytan. Shay. You see how the Gunna is coming out? Actually, that's a defect in the recitation. When we make Gunna in places there is no Gunna. So for example, if somebody said Awtada, Aw, that's actually, wow is not a letter of Gunna, unless there's an idgham of the Noon. So here there's no Gunna here. Wa khalaqnakum azwaja. Kum and the Na, that's right. Wa ja'alna nawmakum subata.
Ja'alna.
The Na in the nawmakum. Nawmakum subata. Very good. Now, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا.
The Noon.
The Noon. جَعَلْنَا. the laying here is what this word many people make gunna. They say laini, naini, smells coming out. That's also not correct. There's no gunna when you have the lam. The lam comes from the sides of the tongue. Unlaying. But if somebody, they don't fold their tongue properly, it comes out gunna. Unlaying. Because they're not folding the tongue. If you hold the tongue like this, lam comes out from the sides and it comes out. Unlaying. Unmain. Wajanmain. If you say unmain, where's it coming from? Comes out. It's not correct. So the lam and the ball, be careful to not allow the inshallah. Bless you with knowledge, inshallah. Anybody have any questions first on the wunna? Inshallah. Would you like to read a few ayats for us?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم
عن النبأ العظيم
عن النبأ العظيم
شدنا الحمد عن النبأ العظيم
عن النبأ العظيم كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Okay. Good. Very good. جزاكم الله خيرا. الله يبارك فيك.
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا.
Okay. نقول قلقل على القاف وخلقناكم.
وخلقناكم أزواجا.
خلقناكم.
وخلقناكم أزواجا. وجعلنا نومكم سباتا.
سباتا باستنى.
وجعلنا نومكم سباتا.
Very good.
وجعلنا الليل لباسا.
Very good. Salam is very good. That's my Lord of Worship.
Later.
The Hamza is strong from the bottom of the throat.
Humma yatasa'alun anin naba'il 'azim.
Okay, here's the gunna on the noon. Anin naba'in 'azim.
Anin naba'il 'azim.
'Azim.
Anin naba'il 'azim.
Good.
Alladhi hum fihi mukhtalifun. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون.
A little bit more gunna and ثم كلا.
ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Very good. Sure. He likes to read in the end something.
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا.
Okay, please pause on the ayah. This is called, there's an alif here because you're not continuing. مهادا.
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا.
Very good.
والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا.
Okay, very good. There's one letter here, the qaf. Khalaq. This is a thicker letter than the kaf.
Wa khalaq. Wa khalaqnakum azwaja.
Okay, if you can make the qaf, if this is the tongue all the way back here, and open the mouth vertically, and raise the back of the tongue. Wa khalaq. Wa khalaq.
وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا لباسا
لباسا
لباسا.
Very good, mashallah. It's getting better now, mashallah. Mashallah, alhamdulillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amma yatasa'alun.
Okay, the scene is then yatasa'alun.
Anin nabail azim.
Azim.
Anin nabail azim.
The law is if you put the teeth, the tongue out and put the tip of the teeth, azim. Not zim, the tongue is inside. Zim, vim. Yes, very good. Same thing with zam also. Al-lazi, al-lazi. Kalla.
Allah سيعلمون.
No, the lamb is thin.
Allah سيعلمون.
See how the O sounds? Kalla. The thick letters have O, thin letters have A sound. Kalla, kalla, like an A.
Allah سيعلمون.
La, smile. Kalla
سيعلمون. Allah سيعلمون.
Summa Allah سيعلمون. That also? That and that's put the tongue out. Thumma. Put the teeth on the tip of the tongue. Thumma. That's summa. Summa, the tongue is inside. Thum, it means poison actually. Thumma means then. Thumma, the tongue is outside, the teeth are on top of the tongue. Thumma. The tongue, your tongue is inside your teeth. Put it out of your teeth. Thumma. Okay, yeah, these three things are very common. The tha and the wa and the tha. These three, all of them, the tongue is inside. You have to put it outside. That, that, wa, that. So the tongue has to go outside. Thumma. Thumma. See your tongue? Yes. Bite it with your teeth. Thumma. Inshallah. We'll work on it together, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khairan. I'll reward you for that. Inshallah ta'ala. First time it's more difficult, inshallah. Then it'll get easier after that, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khairan.
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا.
Okay. كم, make a circle with ellipse for the Dhamma. خلقناكم أزواجا.
وخلقناكم أزواجا.
كم
أزواجا. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا.
Very good.
لِبَاسًا.
Very good.
أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ.
كسر عن النبأ العظيم.
عن النبأ ال نبأ
نبأ العظيم.
عظيم. عن النبأ العظيم. الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون. ثم كلا سيعلمون. ثم كلا سيعلمون.
I know for some brothers the whole life they said it. Yeah. So it's more difficult and there's more reward for you.
ثم.
Yes. Very good.
ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Very good. See, the first part is to understand the mistake. then correcting it will come naturally. But just to understand what is how to say it correctly, if that comes, then the correction will come on its own. It's just, you know, these three letters, that, van, and wall, all three of them are from the tip of the tongue and the bottom of the front teeth. But I think in Urdu, it's pronounced by keeping the tongue inside. And then not putting the teeth on the tongue.
So this is the
sound. These three letters, they're not, these three letters. Those three, they're not whistling letters. The zan, the tha, and the wa are not whistling letters. The whistling letters are zan, seen, and sawed, keeping the tongue inside. These letters, actually, you put them out and you don't make it a whistling sound. You just have more from the tip of the teeth. Alhamdulillah, it's not too difficult, I think, inshallah. It's just a little bit of practice, inshallah.
ألم نسأل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا
وخلقناكم
أزواجا وجعلنا
نومكم
سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا
لباسا
لباسا.
This one's whistling. لباسا
لباسا.
Good. Very good. MashaAllah. Allah يبارك فيك. May Allah bless you, brother. Okay. Let's read last, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Last but not least, inshallah.
أأما يتساءلون
ألون
عن النبأ العظيم عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون
سيعلمون
ألم نجعل ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا يومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا.
Very good. So, may peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad.